其实是一个与神同工、与神同行的这样的一个过程。
When we are preaching the gospel and work on the Great Commission, this is we are walking together with Jesus, and we are working with Jesus.
那么与神同行、与神同工到底是什么意思呢？我们从耶稣所讲的一个比喻，我们来思想。
What it really means to walking together with Jesus and work together with Jesus. Let's think about this from the parable of from the Bible.
好，我们一起来读马可福音四章二十六到二十九节。
Let's read Mark chapter 4, verse 26 to 29.
好，我们大家可以看到这个大屏幕，一起来读。
We can read it together. It's on the PPT.
马可福音四章二十六节起。又说，神的国如同人把种撒在地上，黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长，那人却不晓得如何这样。地生五谷是出于自然，先发苗，后长穗，再后穗上结成饱满的籽粒，谷季熟了，就用镰刀去割，因为收成的时候到了。感谢神，我们神的话语就先读到这里。
So thank you, Lord. That concludes our scripture reading.
我们一起来做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us your words through the Bible.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your words is the light upon our feet and the lamp upon our path.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们刚才所读的主耶稣所说的这个比喻呢，在四卷福音书里，唯独只有马可福音有记载。
So this parable we just read about is only recorded in the book of Mark.
所以我们要特别感谢神。那么在其他三位福音书作者都没有记载耶稣所说的这个很重要的比喻的时候，但是马可圣灵带领马可仍然记载下来。
We particularly thank Lord that when the author of the other three books didn't record this very significant, very important parable, but in the book of Mark it is recorded here.
那么我们刚才所读的这个撒种的比喻，那到底跟我们今天去遵行大使命与神同工到底有什么关系呢？
What it has to do of this sowing the seed versus the great commission that God commands us to do today.
那我们接下来再读另外一处圣经，我们就可能更加清楚了。
It may you will feel more clear when we read the other part of the Bible.
我们大家还是一起看到这个大屏幕，一起来读哥林多前书的三章第五节到第六节。
We will read the First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 to 9.
哥林多前书三章五节起。亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，造主所赐给他们个人的，引导你们相信。我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫它生长的神。栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。那么我们读了哥林多前书这一段经文，我们在思想耶稣所说的马可福音记载下来的耶稣所说的那个撒种的比喻。
We just finished reading this First Corinthians, and then let's recall what we read about the what the parable recorded in the book of Mark about the sowing the seeds.
我们就更加清楚与神同工到底意味着什么。
Then we may feel more clear that what it really means to work together with God.
那么在耶稣所说的那个撒种的比喻当中，就是农夫把种撒下去，然后农夫就去睡觉了。
In the parable of sowing the seed, the farmers sowed the seed, spread the seed, and then he went to sleep.
然后这个种子自己发扬见长，但是这个农夫事实上他不知道到底发生了什么，怎么这个就长起来了。
The seed sprout and grow, and the farmer didn't know what happened and why this seed can grow.
那么在哥尼多前书啊，圣灵感动保罗其实也说同样的话哈。
In the First Corinthians, God inspired Peter,
Paul,
and then said the same thing.
啊，就是。保罗说就是亚波罗，因为当时还有一个传福音的人叫亚波罗。
And there is another person who also preached the gospel, his name is Apollo.
他说其实亚波罗不算什么，他说我保罗也不算什么，我们无非就是撒种的，无非就是浇灌的。
Who then is Paul, who is Apollo? We are just the people who are sowing the seed.
事实上我们都没有办法让这个真正的生长，让这个庄稼呀、植物真正的生长，我们都没有办法。
We don't have the power to have the seed grow.
而是神让这些生长起来。
It is God who make those grow.
所以就是如果神不做事的话，我们怎么做都没用。
If not God is working, then there's nothing we can do. We cannot make that happen.
所以这个跟耶稣所讲的那个比喻其实是非常一致的。
It is really the same if you think about the parable that Jesus talked about.
就是那个耶稣说神的国就像这个农夫撒种，但是这个种子为什么长大，事实上跟这个农夫没有什么关系，他都不知道。
So why the seed can grow into crop and the farmer didn't know? He doesn't know what happened.
然后对于保罗他心里也非常的清楚，虽然在人看来他是非常重要的传福音的人，是神大大使用的仆人，这是在人看保罗是这样的。
So Paul, from the man's perspective, that Paul, Paul is like a person who can work great things and can.
Yeah, kind of like, 就是那么，但是事实上保罗自己心里非常清楚，他说我根本不算什么。
Paul knows very clearly from his heart that I'm nothing.
对，保罗说这都是神做的。
Paul says this is all done by God.
他说这如果神不做，他说像我这样的，像别其他这样的，一点意义都没有。
If God is not working, it is meaningless for me here.
所以当我们来看耶稣说的话，圣经说的话，我们就清楚与神同工。第一个我们要知道什么呢？
From the Bible, we can see that the very first thing that that we should know to work together with God is.
是神在做
，is that God is working？
不是我们多么多么的重要
，it's not like how important we are。
这是我们真正可以开始传福音，可以经历与神同工。我们心里第一个要知道的，事实上是上帝亲自在做事。
This is the thing that we need to know. The very first thing we need to know is that God is the most important。
所以不是我们自己的功劳。
It's not our deeds, our work.
不是我们多么了不起。
It's not how important we are.
甚至连保罗都没有什么了不起的。
Even not to mention like Paul is not important at all.
这都是神他亲自在做工。
This is God himself is working.
当我们知道这一点之后。
When we know this.
那我们在传福音遵行大使命的时候，我们会有怎样的一个态度呢？
Then when we preach the gospel and then work on the Great Commission, what kind of attitude we will have?
我们要有的态度就是我们不灰心。
So then our attitude will become we will not disappointed.
一定会有收获的。
The harvest will come.
一定会成功的。
In the end, it will accomplish.
因为是上帝在做。
Because God is working.
不是我在做。
It is not us working.
有的时候我们每个我们隔个几个礼拜我们有弟兄早餐会哈，礼拜六的上午。
Every other week, Saturday morning, we will have a brother's breakfast.
那么诚实的讲，有时候我们弟兄早餐会我们在一起分享的时候，我有时候觉得有点灰心，因为我们看到现在教会啊，这个教会的光景。
So sometimes I feel discouraged or disappointed when we do the sharing because of let's look at the life of the church.
就是确实也看到 很多很多的人信心爱心啊都冷淡了。然后我曾经给大家说过一个数据，在就是我们所在的这个国家，在美国每年有3000家教会会关门的，就越来越多人离开教会了。
So because we saw a lot of people become cold-hearted, their faith degrade. And I think I mentioned this statistic many times in the church that every year we have more than 3,000 churches closed in the U.S. every year. So,
有时候我们也会看到就下一代人，年轻人越来越多的就对信仰没有兴趣了。
We see the next generation, they become really reluctant and they are not interested in the faith anymore.
有时候我们甚至在想，再过20年，再过30年，哎呀，这个还有没有人会来教会呢？当下一代人成长起来。
We even think about one like 20 or 30 years later, is there any going to be people coming to the church anymore? When the next generation grow up, are they going to come to the church?
有时候我们就觉得好灰心呐。
We feel really disappointed or discouraged.
当然我这样觉得灰心的时候是我错了。
But when I feel discouraged, actually it's my fault.
我忘记一件事情。
I forgot about one thing.
我以为是人在做，是教会在做。
I thought it's man's work, it's church is working.
不是的。
No.
是神在做。
It's God himself is working.
所以说这就是当我们来思想耶稣的比喻，思想圣经的话，思想大使命。
So that's about when we think about the Bible, think about what Jesus told us in the Bible, and think about the Great Commission.
所以第一个我们要知道的事情就是神在做。
The very first thing we need to know clearly is God is working.
所以我们就不灰心。
So that we will not be discouraged.
所以我们就知道一定会有收成。
So we know there must be a harvest time.
我们知道这一场征战的结果已经确定了，就是胜利。
We know that the outcome of this war is successful, is a victory.
所以我们就不上胆。
So we are not discouraged.
那么在圣经中记载有一个追求真理的一个法利赛人。
In the Bible, it is recorded a Pharisee who pursues the truth.
尼哥底母哈，他来到耶稣面前，他想来知道更多关于神的国的真理。
It's Nicodemus, and he came to the Jesus and want to know more about the truth.
那么耶稣就对他说呢，你们必须重生。
And Jesus told him that you need to be reborn.
必须要重生才能进神的国。
So you need to be reborn to be able to enter the kingdom of the God.
后来尼哥底母他就完全无法理解，他说人怎么可能又重生呢？人怎么可能回到妈妈肚子里再生出来呢？无法理解耶稣说的话。
Nicodemus cannot understand this. How can this reborn happen? Like how can I go back to my mom's womb and then be reborn again?
然后耶稣接下来就说。在约翰福音3:7-15，我给大家读一下哈。
Then Jesus talked about this in John chapter 3 verse 7-15.
我给大家读一下。主耶稣就说呢，我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。我们大家可以看到这个大屏幕哈。风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。尼哥底母问他说，怎能有这事呢？耶稣回答说，你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？我实实在在的告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。我对你们说天上的事，你们尚且不信。对不起，我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信。若说天上的事，如何能信呢？除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。当耶稣说人必须要重生才能进神的国，这个尼哥底母就完全就无法理解。
When Jesus talked about that, people need to be reborn in order to enter the kingdom of God. Nicodemus cannot understand and handle this.
耶稣说人重生是圣灵做的事，是上帝的灵所做的事情。
Jesus said that the reborn is done by the Holy Spirit, is the work of God.
但是 人无法理解圣灵，就像人无法理解风一样，风从哪里来，风到哪里去，我们无法理解圣灵，就像无法理解风一样。
Man cannot understand the Holy Spirit just like man cannot understand the wind. Where it comes from, where it goes, we don't understand.
那么耶稣接下来他就举了摩西在旷野举蛇的那个例子哈，耶稣就说，人子，耶稣就比着他自己说，有一天他会被举起来的。
Then Jesus talked about this, the example of Moses, and the serpent, and so he said that one day he will be lifted up.
耶稣说，当他自己被举起来，那个时候就会让人们来信靠他，并且信靠他的人会得永生。
So he said that, when he will be lifted up, people will believe in him, and then whoever believe in him will have eternal life.
在约翰福音十二章三十二到三十三节。
John chapter 12 verse 32 to 33 says.
好，我们大家一起来读约翰福音十二章三十二节起。
Let's read it together.
我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万民来归我。耶稣这话原是指着自己将要怎样死说的。耶稣说，有一天，哇，万民都会来信靠他，万民都会认罪悔改，来归向他。耶稣说，有一天这会发生的。
Jesus said one day that every nation, everyone will come and repent and believe in him. This day will come, this thing will happen.
那这个时刻什么时候发生呢？耶稣说，当他被举起来的时候会发生。
When will this happen? Jesus said that when he is going to be lifted up, this will happen.
那么耶稣被举起来，告诉我们就是指他被钉十字架，他怎样在十字架上死，在这个时刻。
So when Jesus said that he will be lifted up, it means that he was crucified on the cross. It's that moment.
我们要思想一下，当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，这在人看来这是一个什么样的时刻呀？
So let's think about when Jesus was crucified, is crucified on the cross. What moment is this?
那么，这在人看来，这是最不可能相信耶稣就是神的儿子，就是上帝的时刻，对不对？
So it's the moment that is most unlikely that people will believe in Jesus is the Son of the God.
对，是最不像的 ，unlikely. 对
，it's most unlikely.
对。就是当耶稣行神迹的时候，当耶稣讲那个长篇大论的时候，人们在说，哇，他像有权柄的人啊，他像是从神那里来的人，人们都还多多少少有点信耶稣。
When Jesus performed miracle and preaching a lot of things, and then the people will it more look like he's in authority, he's more like the man from God, the son from God.
但是当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时刻，人们说这怎么可能是神的儿子呢？
When he is crucified on the cross, people will think, how can this be? Like he is the son of God. How can this?
所以这是一个最黑暗，人最不可能信耶稣的时刻，就是耶稣被钉在十字架上的时刻。
It's the darkest and the most unlikely moment that people will believe in Jesus.
但是耶稣说，就在这个时刻，人们会开始信。
And Jesus said, "It is exactly precisely this moment that people will believe."
所以这在我们人看来无法理解，怎么可能是这样呢？
From man's perspective, we cannot understand how can this be like this.
这就是耶稣，这就是圣灵做的。
This is done by the Holy Spirit.
这就是神做的。
This is the work of God.
所以。我们今天传福音的时候，我们也会经历灰心的时刻，我们也会觉得人怎么会信呢？下一代怎么会信呢？我们跟他完全无法沟通，他怎么会信呢？
When we preach the gospel today, we will think, how can he or she believe? How can the next generation believe?
但是越是这个时刻，我们越会看到上帝的作为，看到确实是神在做。
And usually it is often that this moment or this type of scenario that we'll see the God's work is done by, is exactly done by God.
对，和我们今天来思想与神同工，我想起很多年前我所经历的一件事情。
When we talk about the work with God together, I think about many years ago a thing.
就在我刚刚读大学的时候啊，我是那个时候我就信主了，我就成为基督徒。
When I first entered college, I became a Christian.
然后呢，我就开始向我周围的同学传福音。
Then I started to evangelize the classmates around me.
但是我们那时候我是一所理工大学嘛，然后我给我周围的同学传福音，所有人都笑我。
The university that I'm in is a science and technology university, and all the classmates just laugh or just mock at me.
然后我当时很有热心的，我还是不放弃啊，我还是继续传呢。
I was at that moment I was really hot-hearted, and I don't stop continue to spreading the gospel.
我所在的那个大学呢，它在的那个城市夏天是非常炎热的。
The university that I was in, and in that city, the city that the university I was in is really hot, and especially in the summer.
所以在夏天的晚上呢，我们都跑到我们这个学生宿舍的楼顶去睡觉，我们不睡到房子里，我们睡到楼顶上去。
During the summer, because it is so hot, we don't sleep in the dorm. We go to the roof of the building.
那稍微凉快一点哈。
It's cooler.
有一天我们就躺在那个地方，我就看到天上的星星，哇，好漂亮，好美。
One night I lay down and then look at the star on the sky, and it's really beautiful.
然后我就说啊，机会到了，我传福音的机会到了。
I was thinking, oh, this is the moment that I can evangelize people and spread the gospel.
然后我就跟我身边的这个跟我一起睡在一起的这个男同学哈，我就跟他讲，就说，哎，你看这天上的星星多漂亮啊！我说这都是上帝创造的。
And I said to the person like my classmates who lay down like it's a man like he lay down beside me and I said that how look how beautiful this is it's created by God.
后来我这个同学就跟我说闭嘴。
And my classmates told me that shut up.
他就说他知道我是基督徒啊。
He knew that I was a Christian.
他说在他心里他认为所有的基督徒都是蠢驴。
He said that in his heart, every Christian is a stupid donkey.
然后啊，我当时一下子这个就顶住了，就说不出话了。
At that moment, I have nothing to say. I just suddenly stopped.
因为这个，我这个同学真的很聪明。
My classmates was really, really, truly brilliant.
他这个高考成绩比我强好多。
The test that we took to enter the university, that score is really, really high, much higher than me.
我知道他真的是很聪明的人。
I knew that he's really clever.
他现在应该是在华为公司当一个比较级别高的一个管理者吧，可能。
Yeah, I think he's now a senior manager director in Huawei, in China.
他这样一说，哇，因为在我心目中他确实是很聪明，你知道吗？他确实很聪明。我心里是这样，他这样一说，哇，我当时说不出话。
In my mind, that he's really clever, and when he said that, and I have nothing to say.
我在想，完了，这个福音传不出去了。
And I was thinking, oh, I cannot spread this gospel.
谁可能会信呢？
Who can ever believe this?
这当然，这种事情我经历很多哈。
I have experiencing such things many times.
好，慢慢我在大学里面呢，我就传福音的心就越来越冷淡了。我就怎么可能信呢？怎么可能信呢？
Gradually, my heart become cold-hearted and discouraged. So I think like who can ever believe in this?
后来几十年后，我们老同学聚会。
Many decades later, and when we have the students reunion.
我们就回到以前的校园哈。
We went back to the campus.
就是这个同学，就这个说基督徒都是蠢驴的同学，就他一个人找到我。
And it is exactly only this the person who said that the Christians is the stupid donkey. He came to me and.
然后他告诉我，他现在在深圳，他经常去教会。
He is now in Shenzhen, a city in China, and he went to church quite often.
所以他非常渴望成为基督徒。他来问我怎样能够成为一个基督徒。
He really eager to be a Christian, and he asked me how can I be a Christian.
我当时都震惊了。
I was shocked.
我这么聪明的人，这么顽固的人，就是他现在他要成为基督徒，他非常谦卑的来到我面前问怎样能够成为一个基督徒。
Like such cold-hearted, such hard-hearted person came to me and asked me how can he become a Christian humbly.
其实从对我来说，我早把他放弃了。
Like to me, I already like many years ago already gave up on him.
自从他说所有基督徒都是蠢驴的时候，我再不跟他传福音了。
The moment that he said that Christians are stupid donkey, from that moment on, I already stopped thinking about spreading gospel to him.
但上帝没有放弃他。
But God never gives up.
当他跟我讲这个话，我心里感到极大的欢喜。我就想，我信的这个神是真的。
I feel extremely joyful when he said such thing to me. I knew that the God that I believe in is God, is true.
然后我说，我读的这本圣经是真的。
The Bible I read about is true.
我们一起来读以赛亚书二章十七节。
Let's read Isaiah chapter 7 verse 17.
二章。
Two.
我们一起来读以赛亚书二章十七节起，骄傲的必屈膝，狂妄的必降卑，在那日唯独耶和华被尊崇。圣经真的是真的。
The Bible is very true.
在我看来，一个永远不可能谦卑的人，他没有理由谦卑，实力不允许啊。
So to me, a very successful person, there's no reason for him to be humble, and he became humble.
谦卑了。
Now he became humble.
狂妄的降卑了。
Who used to be really proud, pride, and now is really humble.
只有神的名被尊崇。
Only the name of God will be exalted and glorified.
在我看来，不可能的事情发生了。
To me, this is something impossible to happen, and it really happened.
但是今天说实话，我们也常常看到一个另外让人非常遗憾的现象。
On the other hand, today we saw the other really sad part of the thing.
今天很多基督徒容易变成一个骄傲的人。
Many of the Christians easily become really prideful.
很多基督徒都可能变成一个狂妄的人。
And many Christians easily become really
arrogant.
Arrogant. Thank you.
那么很多，你看今天的文化，你看今天这个地方的政权，你看今天一些所谓的政治领袖，你看今天这一些社会潮流。
Let's look at the governor, the authority in the world, and all the powers.
哪些 power 或者哪些政权，哪些国家，哇，盛气凌人的，高高在上的，骄傲得不得了。
And all those powerful nations, and they are really high up there, and they think they are really great.
很多的时候，可能是一些被基督教信仰深深影响过的国家。
And it's most likely it's often that the country that mostly heavily influenced by the Christianity.
我最近这段时间，我在每天的读经，我读到了《生命记》。
So these days I read about the Bible and the book of
Deuteronomy. 那么《生命记》八章二十节，它经文是这样说哈，就是以色列人呐，你不要觉得自己有什么特权。
It says that in the Deuteronomy, it says that Israelites don't think that you have a special authority power.
上帝怎样去刑罚那些外邦人，上帝也怎样刑罚你。
How God punish those Gentiles, he will punish you the same way.
如果你不遵循神的心意的话，上帝一样的刑罚你。
If you don't obey God's will, God will punish you.
所以上帝在埃及做的事情，上帝在迦南人身上做的事情，如果以色列人不顺服神的心意，一样的上帝做在以色列人身上。
What God has done in Egypt and has done in Canaan, it will be done on Israelites the same way if they don't obey God's words.
所以我们要看到神的作为，不要我们自己把福音传出去，我们自己却失落了。
We need to look at God's work, God's deeds, and then let's not just spreading the gospel to others, and then we lose it on our side.
好，我们再回到我刚才那个。传福音的那个例子哈，就我那个同学，他后来接受了耶稣。
Let's go back to the example that I just talked about, that about my the classmates want to be a Christian and yeah.
这个就让我看到什么叫与神同行，不是我在做，是神在做。
This tells me what it means to work together with God. This is not done by us; it's done by God.
要是靠我，我早都灰心了，早都放弃他了，我早都不做了。要是靠我。
If according to me, I already gave up a long time ago, yeah.
但是是神在做。
But it's God's working.
所以从那以后我就不灰心了。
From then on, I will not become discouraged.
我们以前我们刚刚开始在我们家里有聚会的时候，就我跟我的妻子两个人，我们都主日聚会，我们都在一起掰饼，我们不管怎么样，我们要 要聚会，我们不会灰心的。
So at the very beginning, it was only me and my wife. We have the Sunday worship in my house, just two of us, and we split the bread, and then we worship God, just two of us. We don't become discouraged.
但是另外一个方面，一个是我们不灰心，另外一个方面呢，就我看到这个同学后来这样跟我讲，我感到极大的敬畏。
On one side, we are not discouraged. On the other side, we feel the great awe.
如果我当年没有跟我这个同学传福音，那会怎样？
What if I didn't spread the gospel, evangelize my classmates back then? What will happen?
因为他知道我是基督徒。
Because he knew that I'm Christian.
然后若干年之后我们相见，他可能跑到我面前来，就是，哎，冯涛，你到底是不是基督徒啊？
Many years later, he may come to me and says, Feng Tao, are you a true Christian?
我们都睡在一起了，没有听到你给我传福音过啊。
We slept together and you never preached the gospel to me.
你到底是不是基督徒啊？
Are you a Christian?
你怎么跟我现在见到的那些基督徒不一样啊？你是不是假的呀？
You are not the same as the Christian that I saw. Are you a fake Christian?
所以他可能就跟我讲这些话了，你知道吗？
He may say those things to me.
如果当年我没有在一个偶然的机会，我鼓起勇气开口跟他传一句福音，如果我当年没有做这一件事情，我最后他对我的就可能是羞辱了。
If not by accident, I was able to preach the gospel to him, then what may happen is that he may just humiliate me.
当然了，我脸皮厚也无所谓啊。
Of course, I'm thick face. I have thick face and.
但是我们要知道，他怎么看我不重要，对不对？你说呗，神怎么看就重要了，对不对
？How he view me is not that important. How God view me is very important.
上帝说，这个人是我的选民呐，那么多年前我把他放在你身边，跟你天天在一起，你没有跟他传福音，但我这个选民我不会丢下的，但是你呢？
He said that this is my chosen people. I put it aside you many years ago and you didn't preach the gospel to him and this is my chosen people.
那就可怕了。
This is very scary.
所以这就是什么叫与神同行，神在做，一个方面我们不灰心。
This is what it means to work together with God. Is God is working, but we are not, and we are not disappointed.
另外一个方面，我们要知道，如果我们不跟上，那是很可怕的事情。
On the other hand, that if we don't follow, it is really scary. Yeah.
那么圣经记载了以斯帖的故事。
The Bible records the story of Esther.
大家有时间可以下去回去看一下以斯帖记哈。那么当然这些讲义 PPT 我都会放到教会网站上去。
Afterwards you can read this the book of Esther and then I will also all the PPT we talk about it will be also posted on our website. You can check it out.
所以我在这里就经文放在这里，我给大家简单的描述一下。
The scripture is here. I just briefly describe this.
那么当年呢，几百万以色列人被掳到了波斯。波斯是当时非常强大的国家。
Back then, many millions of people was put into this 波斯 Posa。
那么当时，有一个很坏的这个宰相哈曼，他就是劝这个波斯王要杀掉所有的犹太人、以色列人。
There is a very bad, high power person. His name is Baman, and he said that we need to kill all the Israelites.
后来呢？但是这个国王他不知道他的妻子以斯帖就是以色列人，他不知道。
And the king did not know that his wife, the queen, is Israelite.
然后他就听从了这个哈曼的建议，他就颁布一条禁令，就要杀死所有的他们境内的这个以色列人，几百万啊。
And he followed what suggested by the bad man, bad person, and then gave a command saying to kill all the Israelites in the nation.
但这时候呢，莫迪改一个当时犹太人的一个领袖就找到这个国王的妻子以斯帖。
And back then, Mordecai, a leader of the Jew, came to Esther.
就说呢，你去见这个国王，你让他收回这样的命令。
And ask her to see the king, and then ask him to retrieve back the command.
啊，你不要觉得你是王宫里面，你就会逃避这样的一个对以色列人的这个灾祸，你逃避不了的，哪怕你在王宫里。
Do not think that you are in the kingdom, you are with the king, that you will be escaped from this command.
啊，当然以斯帖说这个王不是随便可以见的啊。
The Esther said that the it's not easy to see the king.
后来这个莫迪改就对以斯帖说呢，好，你可以不说，你可以不见王，但是犹太人呢，必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救，就是神还是会救犹太人的，犹太人不会被灭尽的，啊，神一定会做的，是神在做。
So Mordecai told Esther that if you don't see the king, if you don't do this, Israelites and the Jews will be delivered by other means, and God will make this happen.
好了，那不用你管了，犹太人是不用你管了。
Don't bother about the things about Jews.
但是你要想想你自己。
But think about yourself.
你要想想你自己的家。
Think about your family.
上帝把你放在王宫里面，让你当了王后，不就是为现在这个时候吗？
God put you in the besides the king, and then this is for prepare for this moment.
不就是为你让你现在到国王面前讲一句话，让以色列人逃避这样的灾祸，就是为这个时刻。你如果不做，你不要担心以色列人，以色列人会好的。
So God put you beside the king to prepare for this moment. If you don't do this, Israelites still will be delivered.
你要担心是你自己。
Think about yourself. Worry about yourself.
上帝的刑罚会临到你的身上。
God's punishment will be upon you.
后来以斯帖就说，那这样吧，那你就以色列人为我们祷告。他说，我就要去见王。他说，我见王哪怕死，我就死了。
Esther said that let the Israelites Jews pray for me, and if I die, I die.
所以这就是什么叫。与神同行，与神同行，我们知道是神在做。
This is what it really means to work with God. The work with God is God is working.
我们知道神在做，我们不灰心，当然我们也不懒惰。我们说反正上帝做嘛，我不用做。
We know that God is working. We are not discouraged, but we cannot be lazy and saying God is work and we just be lazy.
我们懒惰会怎么样
？What if we lazy?
我们不跟上会怎么样
？If we don't follow God, Jesus.
神会来管教我们。
God will discipline us.
所以这就是保罗说的，在哥林多前书九章十六到十七节。
This is what recorded in the First Corinthians chapter 9.
保罗说：“我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的。若不传福音，我便有祸了。”
First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16 to 17 says.For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel.
我若甘心做这事，就有赏赐；若不甘心，责任却已经托付我了。
For if I do this willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, I have been entrusted with the stewardship.
所以我们要传福音，行大使命。我们首第一个知道，神与我同行，神在做。
When we spread the gospel and work on the Great Commission, the very first thing we need to know is God is working.
所以我不灰心。
So that I'm not discouraged.
我知道这场仗一定赢定了的。
So we know that the end outcome of this war is successful, victory.
无论眼前多么受挫折，无论眼前多么让人失望、绝望，我不灰心。
No matter how desperate it looks like right now, how stumble right now, we are not discouraged.
但另外一个方面呢，我不能懒惰。
On the other hand, I cannot be lazy.
因为神一定会做他要做的事情。
Because God will work His parts.
但是如果我没有在神的计划当中，我就有祸了。
But if I'm not in God's plan, then I'm in trouble.
好，那我们再回到耶稣所说的比喻啊，神的国就如同人把种撒在地上。
Let's go back to the parable. Like the kingdom of God is like sowing the seed on the ground.
神的国就像人把种子就撒在地上。
The kingdom is like people sow the seed, spread the seed on the ground.
黑夜睡觉，白日起来， 这种就发芽见长，那人却不晓得如何是这样。
And should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself did not know how.
所以从耶稣说的这个比喻当中，我们第一个要思想的就是，我们来传福音，我们来扩张神的国，第一个我们要做什么？
From this parable, when we spread the gospel, and then the very first thing we need to think about is what should we do?
第二个我们要思想，哪些是我们不要我们做的？
And we need to also think about is what things we cannot do.
你看那个农民撒了种，他睡觉去了。
Look at the farmer. He sowed the seed and he went back to sleep.
在他睡觉的过程中，这些发芽成长了，他不知道到底发生了什么。
During the sleep, the seed grew, sprout and grow, and he didn't know what happened.
所以你看那个农夫，他有做的事情，他有不做的事情。
And so you see that the farmer has something needs to do something, and there's things that he cannot do, he should not do.
所以我们首先看我们要做什么呢？撒种。
So let's look at what we need to do. We sow the seed.
这就传福音。
That means spread the gospel.
得时不得时。我们总要救人啊，总要传福音。
No matter we get it or do not get it, we need to evangelize and spread the gospel.
当我们撒种的时候，我们不知道这个种这个地方的种到底能不能长起来，但我们还是撒。
When we sow the seed, we don't know whether it will grow up, but we still like sow the seed.
我们也不知道这个土下面到底是石头啊还是什么，我们都不知道，但我们还是撒。
We don't know under the ground is that rock. We don't know. We just sow the seed.
斯布珍，Charles, Spurgeon, 他曾经说过一句话，就是说，我们都知道啊，斯布珍是相信上帝的拣选的。
Okay, Charles Spurgeon once said, "We all know that Charles Spurgeon, like believe in the chosen people."
后来斯布珍，后来很多人就攻击他，就是啊，你相信上帝拣选一些人得救啊，没有拣选人得救。很多人就拿这个来攻击他。
Many people attack him because of this and saying that someone are chosen, someone are not.
结果斯布珍说什么呢？
And Spurgeon said,
我相信得救的人都是上帝的拣选。
I believe that all the people who are saved are chosen by God.
但是既然上帝没有在每个人背后做一个记号，谁是得救的，谁是不得救的，既然上帝没有做这个记号，
But if God didn't put a mark on the back of the people and say this is chosen, this is not chosen,
神没有在人身上做这个记号。
God didn't do this mark.
所以我传福音给所有人听。
So I evangelize all people, all nation.
所以这就是撒种。
This is sowing the seed.
什么？你就传，你就撒种，你不要管谁是拣选，谁是不拣选。上帝没有把这些让我们知道，你就去传。
So you just spread the seed, sow the seed, and not like you don't need to care about who is chosen, who is not.
所以呢，今天很多人就是他说啊，上帝拣选一些人，没有拣选一些人，说我传福音啊，这个人特别困难，我们就说，哎，上帝没有选他，我放弃吧，放弃吧。
So when people said that someone are chosen by God, someone are not, and this person is poor, and he's not chosen by God.
就是，然后我们，但是保罗经历过同样的事情。保罗有一次在哥林多城，他传福音受到非常大的阻力。
And Paul has experienced the same, and in the Corinthians, and he has a lot of trouble when he spread the gospel.
然后他就走了，他说我走了，我这帮人太顽固了，我走了。
He went away and said those people are really hard-hearted.
结果神的灵在晚上就对保罗说，你还要留在这个地方，因为在这里还有上帝许多的选民。
And the Holy Spirit during the night and said to Paul, says you need to stay here. There are still many chosen people in this city.
所以保罗就继续留在哥尼多城，最终建立了哥尼多教会。
And Paul stayed in Corinth.And then establish a church there.
所以我们看主耶稣传福音的对象。
So let's look at the people to whom Jesus spread the gospel.
什么人都有。
Different type of people.
刚才我们看到有法利赛人尼哥底母。
We just saw Nicodemus and the Pharisees.
我们也看到有罪人有税吏。
The sinners, the tax collectors.
我们看到有外邦人。
The Gentiles.
我们还看到有罗马的百夫长，就是当时的这个殖民者、侵略者。
And the leaders of the Roman, the intruders.
啊，我们看到撒玛利亚人。
The Samaritan.
啊，当然也有犹太人了。
Of course, Jews.
耶稣传福音对象是所有人。
So to everyone, Jesus spread the gospel.
所以呢，我们来思想耶稣说的这个比喻，撒种，我们要撒种，撒种就是广撒种。
Let's think about this parable of sowing the seed. We sow the seed and like widely.
啊，第二个呢就是竭力的撒种。
And the second is we need to sow the seed really diligently.
对，然后保罗在哥林多前书他这样说哈，哥林多前书九章，我给大家来读一下，大家可以看到这个大屏幕。
So First Corinthians chapter 9, and you can look at the PPT.
保罗说，我虽然是自由的，无人辖管，然而我甘心做众人的仆人，为要多得人。像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人，为要得软弱的人。像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要救些人。凡我所行的，都是为福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。保罗就是，他不仅是撒种，他竭尽全力的去撒。
Paul, we just read the Bible verse, and Paul not just sow the seed, he sowed the seed diligently.
啊，他说他想尽一切办法，他用他一切上帝给他的智慧，他在什么人面前做什么人。
He used all the means that God gave to him, and in front of what type of people, he became those type of people.
就像主耶稣。
Just like Jesus.
主耶稣对渔民就讲打鱼的比喻。
He to the fisherman, he used the parable of fisherman.
主耶稣对农民就讲撒种的比喻。
To farmers, he used the parable of sowing the seed.
主耶稣对那些受压迫的人就说仆人。
To the servant, to the oppressed, the people who are under press, and he talking about the servants.
主耶稣对那些骄傲啊、那些狂妄的人，主耶稣就给他们讲那个恶人、恶仆人的例子给他们听。
To the arrogant, to the prideful people, he used the parable of the evil servant.
主耶稣针对不同的人，他用他的智慧把福音的信息传递出去。
To different people, he used his wisdom to spread the gospel.
那么保罗接下来说，他传福音的过程是一场征战。
So Paul followed saying that his evangelism path is a battle.
然后呢，我们知道圣经用许多的比喻来形容基督徒的生命，有用跑步的。
We know that Bible has described the life of Christians using different ways. Some are using the running, like people are running.
就是长跑，就是
like long run.
啊，一直要跑，一直要跑，你不能停，不能退后。
Keep running, and then you cannot go backward.
圣经用打拳，基督徒生命是打拳的。
And then some using the parable, the metaphor of the keep box kicking.
那么保罗在这说打仗的。
And here is the battle.
我们打仗能不能不全力以赴啊
？If we are in the battle, can we just use half of our strength, not using full of our strength?
哇，我们打仗要拼命的。
We need to.
对不对？
Like fight really hard.
我们要活下来。
We need to survive.
我们在战场上面就不能有保留了。
On the battleground, there is no reservation.
我们就把那些不相关的东西，那些东西丢了，我们就全力以赴要上战场了。
Things that are unrelated, we put it aside, and then we are fully prepared to go to the battleground.
但是我们的兵器呢，不是凭血气哈。
And our weapon is not through our like body, like through our human flesh. Yeah.
那么，但是我们的性质还是要打破人心中坚固的营垒。
And we need to really get through the heart of the human.
Yeah. 那么就是。将一切拦阻人认识神的事情全部都给他攻破，所以这是一场战争，这是一场攻城战、攻坚战。
We need to kick through the things that are stubborn in our heart, in people's heart, and then this is a really hard battle. This is 攻坚战。
hard battle， 对吧？然后，那么就是我们要做什么呢？撒种。
What we need to do is sowing the seed.
不要按我们个人的喜好。
Not according to our preference.
啊，有些人我喜欢。
Someone that I like.
有些人我不喜欢。
Someone I don't like.
啊，有些人我跟他讲两句话我都烦。
Someone that I don't want to talk to him even two sentences.
啊，有些人我天天跟他讲话我都讲不完。
Someone that I can talk to him continuously.
啊，这都不重要。
This is not important. 啊，
所有人撒种。
Everyone needs to sow the seed.
第二个呢？
The second,
竭尽全力。
We need to do this diligently.
斯普森讲过，就是上帝没有让我们可以去做所有的事情，但是上帝一定让我们去做某些事情或者一件事情。
Spurgeon said that God didn't ask us to do all the things. He asked us to do some of the things and some like one thing.
所以我们在这一些事情上面，一件事情上面，我们要竭尽全力。
On this something and on this one thing, we need to do it diligently and full-heartedly.
啊，所以在耶稣讲这个撒种的比喻，这个种子长起来，很多事情这个农民他不知道，你也管不了，他就自己长起来，这神做的。
The parable of sowing the seed, the farmer didn't know what happened, and there's nothing you can do.
但是你做你的。
You do your work.
撒种
，sowing the seed。
那么，圣经还谈到撒种呢，流泪撒种。
And Bible talk about sowing the seed with tears。
付代价的。
We need to sacrifice。
传福音要付代价。
Evangelism needs to give sacrifice。
爱要付代价。
Love needs sacrifice。
你去向你的未婚妻求婚，你送她一朵花，跟送她一个钻石是不一样的。
When you try, when you propose to your fiance, you there is a big difference between giving her a rose or a diamond ring.
啊，不是你的未婚妻，不是你的女朋友，拜金主义啊，要钻石，要好车、跑车，不是的，这不是这个，不是这回事情。
It's not like your fiance loves money.And want the expensive thing.
他要看你愿不愿意为你的爱付上代价。
He wants to see if you are willing to sacrifice because you love me.
所以撒种要流泪。
So in the seed need to have tear visit.
啊，我们今天很多时候我们不理啊，撒种流什么眼泪呢？
Today we may not understand why sowing the seed need to have tears.
啊，因为在北非那个地方哈，中东有些地方，他们那个粮食是非常少的，这个种子啊就是粮食。
So in North Africa, they don't have a lot of food, and the seed is often the food.
啊，然后这个父亲把这个粮食就往地上撒，他的儿子旁边看着，哇，就不理解，我肚子都是饿的，你不给我吃，你把这些东西往地上撒。
So the father spread the scatter the food or the crop on the ground, and then the hungry kid beside it just don't understand. I'm so hungry, and you scatter the food on the ground.
然后那个儿子就哭啊，就拉住爸爸，哎呀，爸爸，我肚子好饿，肚子好饿，你怎么可以把这些东西撒出去呢？你给我吃啊！
The son was holding his father and says, "Daddy, Daddy, I'm so hungry. Why you scatter the food and give it to me? I'm hungry."
父亲看到儿子哭，父亲心里也难过啊。
The father saw the son was crying and then he feels so sad.
但是还是要撒呀。
But he needs to sow the seed.
还是要把种子撒出去。所以传福音也是这样，要付代价。
Just like spreading the evangelism needs sacrifice.
爱要付代价。
Love needs sacrifice.
我们说上帝爱我，上帝爱我，上帝道成肉身的上帝在十字架上为我死。
We say God loves us, so He was crucified on the cross and died for us.
上帝付上了代价。
God gave sacrifice.
啊，今天爱这个词被滥用了。
Today, love, the word of love.It's misused often.
在圣经当中，或者在希伯来的文化当中，爱是一个非常重的词。
In the Bible or in 希伯来 Hebrew, it's the word of love is very important. Yeah.
对，
非常。
啊，那么好，我们刚才看到我们能做什么呢？撒种。
Well, we see that what we can do is we sow the seed.
那我们还要看不做什么。
We also see what we don't do.
我们看那个农民后来睡觉了。
We just saw that the farmer went to sleep.
然后最关键的部分，那个种子长起来最关键的部分，这个农民他不知道，他不知道是怎么回事。
The most important step that the seed grow up into crop and he doesn't know.
哎，我们不做什么呢？
What we should not do.
啊，还是斯普真还说一句话，所以大家有机会多看斯普真写的东西啊。
Spurgeon said that I encourage you to read what Spurgeon wrote about it.
啊，斯普真说呢
，Spurgeon said，
啊，就是说你不能，你把种子已经撒出去了，你不能就是啊，促使它生长，或者换句话说，就是你不要拔苗助长，啊。
Spurgeon said that you cannot, after seed has left your hand, cause it to put forth life.
啊，还是中文很好表达啊。因为你不要拔苗助长。
Don't stretch the crop.
啊，长得这么慢呢，我给你拔出来一点点。
You grow so slow. I just stretch you, and then you can grow so fast, a little bit faster.
啊，用耶稣的话是怎么说的呢？
Like using what Jesus said that.
啊，耶稣说，为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木？你自己眼中有梁木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？
Matthew chapter 7 verse 3-5 says that, and why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye?
你这假冒为善的人呐，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
Hypocrite. First, remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
所以这个人他就想拔苗助长，对不对？
So this person wants to stretch the crop and then let it grow faster.
哎，你怎么还不改啊？怎么还是这个样子啊？
How can you not change? How can you be still like this?
来，你眼睛怎么回事？
Come. What's wrong with your eyes?
这个耶稣说，哎，你不要这样做。你先看看你自己眼睛是怎么回事。
Jesus said, "Don't do that. Let's look at yourself."
然后呢，同样的，我们还会看到，有一次彼得就看见，耶稣所喜爱的那门徒约翰。
Once Peter saw apostle loved by Jesus, John.
那么耶稣就对彼得说，你以后老了会怎么样子，你就是你老了肯定就是会被捆绑啊，会被逼迫啊，就是这样啊。
So Jesus told Peter that when you are older, you are getting older, you will be persecuted.
然后这时候彼得呢就看见约翰了。
And then Peter saw John.
彼得就问耶稣，就说，主啊，这人将来如何啊？你说我刚才我将来是这个样，那么他呢，他将来会怎样？
And John asked Jesus, how will this person be? You just told me that I will be like this, and how about this person?
然后耶稣对他说，我若要他等到我来的时候与你何干，你跟从我吧。
And Jesus said that if I allow this person to wait until my second coming, it's nothing to do with you, and just follow me.
所以这也是告诉我们哪些事情我们不要做啊。
This is also tells us what are the things we should not do.
不要跟人家比啊。
Don't compare.
不要总看别人啊。
Don't look at others.
你看啊，上帝就恩待他了，上帝就宠他了。
Just God gave bless to him and God really cherish him.
跟我没关系。
It's nothing with me to do with me.
我去做上帝让我做的事情。
I will do what God asked me to do.
不要犯该隐的错误。
I will not follow the path of Cain.
该隐他的错误是什么？
What's the problem with Cain?
该隐对上帝说，上帝啊，你为什么宠我弟弟，你不宠我？
Cain asked God, why you cherish my brother, not me?
该隐喜欢跟他弟弟比。
Cain really liked to compare with his brother.
结果上帝对该隐就说，你管好你自己。
And God told Cain, just watch for yourself.
罪必恋慕你，你需要制服他。
the sin will be with you, loves you, and you need to deny the sin.
结果该隐他没有管好他自己。
And Cain did not take care of himself.
啊，他把他弟弟亚伯给杀了。
He didn't discipline him well, and he killed his brother.
所以耶稣对彼得说：“你不要像该隐哦。”
And Jesus told Peter that don't be like Cain.
不要去跟别人比。
Don't compare with others.
做你的事。
Do your work.
那么有人曾经讲过一句话，他顺服神最难的是什么？
There is once a person said that the hardest part of submit to God is.
上帝不着急耶。
God is not hurry.
上帝不着急，我好急啊！上帝不急。
God is not in a hurry. I'm in a hurry.
这是最难的。
This is the hardest part.
无法顺服了。
I cannot submit.
上帝，你怎么还不做事啊？你怎么还不急啊？我都急得受不了了。
God, how can you not be in a hurry? How can I do this quickly? I'm in a hurry.
上帝就会说，你不要去管上帝。
God will say, don't look at me, don't ask me.
做你自己。
Be yourself. Do your work.
我以前在 NU 读书的时候，我在 NU 读书，然后我在我们家里有查经聚会。
When I was studying at NU and at my house, we have the Bible study.
当时就是我们邀请一些中国留学生来到我们的家里哈，来参加我们礼拜三晚上的查经聚会。
Back then, we encourage a lot of Chinese students to come to my home, and then on Wednesday night, we have this Bible study.
后来有一个小伙子来，这个小伙子哇，很聪明的，很优秀的。
There used to be a Chinese boy. He is really clever and very smart.
他哇，这是很好，很不错的小伙子。
He's a really good boy.
当然他有个非常鲜明的特点。
But he has really standing out character.
他就忍不了，他看到别人有错的时候，或者他认为别人有错的时候，他实在是忍不了，他一定要讲出来。他说：“你这不对啊，你这不对。”
Whenever he saw somebody has some mistake, made a mistake, or have the problem in his eye, then he will point it out and judge it.
我们所有人都非常清楚这一点。
Well, all of us know him really well.
他什么都好。
He everything about him is good.
甚至做的一手好菜。
Even cook like really has a cook really well.
所以我们都蛮喜欢他。
We all really like him.
因为我们喜欢他做好吃的。
Because we like him to cook us good food.
都知道他有这个问题，他就是这一点，他看到什么东西他看不过眼了，或者他认为你这做的不对，你这太笨了，他一定会说的。
We all know he has this problem. Whenever he think this is not his standard, this is according to his standard, this is wrong, then he will point it out and judge it.
然后他后来来我们查经聚会嘛，然后我们就读神的话嘛，然后就看到神的心意就是我们刚才读的，你要去拔人家眼中的刺，你先看你自己眼中的梁木。
So he came to our Bible study, and then we read about Bible, and then he also saw that in Bible, God told us that we need to look at the speck in our own eye first.
后来在一次查经聚会当中，哇，非常有意思哈，就是有一个姊妹，她又说个什么事情，肯定是很荒唐的，肯定是错得很离谱的。
In one of the Bible study, there like the one of the sister in the Bible study said something really wrong and like mistakenly said something.
然后我们所有的人都看到这个小伙子。
All of us looking at that boy.
我们在等他，你这回要说什么
？We are waiting for him to say something.
这都错这么离谱了
？This is a really ridiculous mistake.
你不说点什么吗
？Will you say something?
然后我们都很了解他嘛。
We know him really well.
他居然就不说哎。
And he didn't say anything.
我就不说。
He just be there.
然后真的脸都憋红了，这一点不夸张。
Even the face turns red.
因为。这对他来说太难了，你知道吗
？Because to him, this is very difficult.
对有些人来说，闭嘴很容易的。
To some person, shutting down, like be quiet, is really easy.
对有些人说，你让我闭嘴很容易啊。
To someone like saying like, let me be quiet, is really easy.
你让他开口很难。
Let him or her to open his mouth and say something is really hard.
你对这个小伙子说你闭嘴，哇，太难了。
To this boy, it's really hard, difficult for him to close the mouth.
那个晚上他闭嘴了。
But on that night, he closed his mouth.
憋得满脸红。
Until his face turned red.
看他。
And we wait and look at him.
旁边的同学还故意逗他。
And the classmates, like all the friends around him, and just trick him.
说两句，说两句。
And says that, say something, say something.
嗯,
嗯。
圣经中有很多很多这样的事情。
There are many examples recorded in the Bible like this.
有些话那个人不要去说就好了。
For some of the words, like the people should not say that.
但是他说了。
But he said that.
结果带来可怕的后果。
And bring really disaster outcome.
有些事情那个人没有做就好了。
For something, if like it will be good if that person didn't do that.
但他做了。
But he did.
带来可怕的后果。
It bring really disastrous outcome.
扫罗如果没有私自献祭就好了。
It will be good if Saul didn't sacrifice by himself.
他继续当王。
He will remain the king.
但他私自献祭。
But he sacrificed by himself.
神把王位给了大卫。
And God gave the kingdom to David.
亚伦的两个儿子第一天上岗当大祭司，如果没有私自献燔火献祭就好了。
The first day of the two sons of Aaron, the first day they become the high priest. It will be good if they didn't give the unauthorized fire for sacrifice.
他如果没有做这些就好了。
It will be good if they didn't do this.
但他们做了。
But they did.
当场被神击杀了。
And they are struck immediately to death by God at that thing.
所以当我们行使大使命，当我们经历与神同行。
When we work on the Great Commission, we walk together with God.
我们要知道第一，我要做什么。
The very first thing we need to know is what we should do.
第二，我要知道我不做什么。
And the second thing we need to know is what we shouldn't do.
有些事情是神做的。
Something are done by God.
有些事情是神让别人做的。
Something are done by others.
有些时候我不能做。
There's things that we shouldn't do.
有些时候我要学习闭嘴。
There's a moment that we need to close our mouths, be quiet.
我刚信主的时候，那段时间我蛮热心的。
When I first became Christian, I was really hard-hearted.
啊，跳上跳下的。
I was jumping up and down.
啊，那个时候那个家乡教会嘛，就是很多弟兄姊妹啊，他们读的书蛮少。
Back in the family church, and it's in a rural area, and a lot of sisters there, they didn't read a lot of book. They don't have a good education.
然后我就哎，上帝把我放到这里，那我是不是要做点什么呀
？And I was thinking like, God put me here. Is there anything that I should do?
啊，然后有个弟兄就。有个弟兄的一句话哈，当他也是引用别的话，他就说：“我们想要为上帝做什么之前，我们首先要学习不做什么。”
And this brother quoted from someone else saying that, before we can do things for God, we need to learn what are the things we shouldn't do.
啊，那么简单的说
，to simplify，
守自己的本分。
Do our own work diligently.
守自己的本位。
Be at our position.
做神让我做的事情。
Do things that God asked me to do.
不要去跟人家比。
Don't compare.
啊，不要去看别人。
Don't look at others.
啊，不要急于的拔苗助长，要管别人怎么长这么慢呢、啊？你怎么半天不结果呀、啊？
Don't stretch the crop and then don't say like, how can you be so slow?
啊，一句话总结，不要越位。
To conclude, don't oversight like offside.
对，踢足不这一看就不踢足球的。
I don't, yeah, I don't play soccer, so I don't know this, yeah.
不要越位。你跑那么快干什么？你说哎，我跑快了，我进门了，进门你越位了。不算。
Like you run so fast, but you are offside, and you kick the goal in, but it doesn't count.
小事上忠心。
Do be diligent on the small things.
坐在暗中。
Do it in the hidden place.
神察看。
God will see that.
我们今天从耶稣的比喻当中，我们思想与神同工，我们思想撒种。
From the parable we just covered today, and we think about working together with God and sowing the seed.
圣经说，流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
Bible says those who sow in tears shall reap in joy.
那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐带禾捆回来。
He who continuously goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing this sheaves with him.
我想说,
I want to say,
真正只有一位是流泪撒种了,
there is only one sowing the seed with tears.
就是主耶稣基督,
it is Jesus.
就是三位一体的神,
it's a Trinity God.
只有一位在克西玛丽园里流泪, 他的汗像雪点一样的滴下来, 他是用自己的命当作种子撒下去了, 只有一位就是主耶稣基督。
There is a one person sowing, crying in the 克西玛丽园, 不好意思,
garden, just,
garden, in the garden, and then he is the one sowing the seed.
就是耶稣,
it is Jesus.
所以也只有一位配享受那样丰收的喜悦, 就是耶稣。
There is only one who deserves this, it's Jesus Christ.
但是耶稣愿意把那样的喜悦跟他的仆人跟他的门徒分享。
But he wants to share this joy with his disciples.
这就是我们为什么要与神同工，既然神什么都做了，神为什么还要让我们去做呢？ 因为神要把那个丰收的喜悦跟我们分享。
This is already done by God, but God wants still want to share the joy with us.
我们没有真正的流泪撒种，我们没有真正的付出什么代价。
We didn't give too much sacrifice. We didn't sow the seed with tears.
当然你会说啊，很多的殉道者啊，很多的当然是付出生命的代价，付出极重的代价。
So a lot of ministers they died and they gave up their life for this faith.
但是我们本来就尘土嘛，诚实的讲。
We are dust.
本来就尘土所造。
To be honest, we are made from dust.
但是耶稣他是神,
but God is God.
他在十字架上为我、为你、为尘土所造的人舍己。
And Jesus died on the cross and died for you, for me, for everyone who are made of dust.
我们都有罪啊。
We are sinners.
宣教士也有罪。
And the ministers have sinned.
殉道者也有罪啊。
Who die for faith, they have sinned.
按我们的本相, 每个人都是罪人。 我们都逃避不了死亡。
According to our own flesh, our own the truth of us, we are destined to die.
耶稣没有罪。
But God, Jesus, is not a sinner.
但是耶稣愿意来代替有罪的人接受罪的刑罚在十字架上。
But Jesus want to bore our sin and die for us on the cross.
所以最后丰收的喜悦，一切的荣耀。 一切归给应该归给耶稣，所以上帝把耶稣的名升为至高，一切的荣耀归给他，只有耶稣配得这丰收的喜悦，配得这一切的荣耀。Only
God deserved the joyful harvest moment.
但是耶稣说不不不不，让我的门徒，让我的仆人来跟我一起来分享这荣耀吧。But
Jesus said no, let all my servants to have joy to be joyful with me together.
虽然什么都是上帝做的。
Even though that all the things are done by God,
但上帝愿意把这喜悦跟他信靠他的人、服侍他、跟从他的人来分享。
But God want to share his this joy together with the people who follow him, who have faith on him.
好，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你让我们能够与神的工、圣工有份。
Thank you for let us be a part of God's work.
愿你圣经的话语可以成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Let the words of the Bible become the lamp of the light up on our feet and the lamp on our path.
愿神的灵带领我们，让我们在每一天，我们能够见证出神的荣耀，能够行使遵行神所托付给我们的大使命。
So may the Holy Spirit lead us every day so that we can work on the great commission that you command us.
我们这样的祷告, 奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.